Few people watch political conventions on television anymore. When they do, the networks say most of them will tune out after about an hour. To keep them hooked even that long, convention planners hire producers who know how to leaven politics with show business. Every 4 years since 1988, the Democratic National Convention Committee has lured Gary Smith away from Hollywood to run their show. Smith has produced the Tony Awards telecast, a live Barbara Streisand concert in Las Vegas, and Kennedy Center performances for TV. In Chicago, NPR's Edward Lifson followed Gary Smith around the United Center as he completed the final preparations for this week's convention.
It sounds like the last-minute preparations for any Broadway musical. Producer Gary Smith is worried about transitions between scenes. He asks an assistant if there's the right music in the house.
Do you have a kind of regal play on for the United States Armed Forces Color Guard,
yes.
Pipe and drum kind of patriotic?
Yeah.
That we can keep open-ended until they get set? I don't know how long it's going to take to set them.
Yeah,
so.
It falls to Smith's crew to make sure that all of the equipment here works before the opening night roll call.
3, 4, this is Delaware. Check. 1, 2, 3, 4, check. Test.
Gary Smith is 61 years old. He was raised in Queens, New York. He likes to keep these shows moving fast. There will be over 150 speakers here over the next 4 days. As at the Republican convention, almost all of the speeches will be limited to between 5 and 10 minutes. And as soon as one speaker finishes, Smith's team will usher on the next. Rather than wasting time cueing somebody else to announce the next speaker, Gary Smith will grab the PA microphone himself.
I say, well, now it's time to welcome the people from the state of New York.
Gary Smith is just having fun until the real show begins. If division in the Democratic Party shows up on the convention floor, especially, say, over the issue of welfare, Smith will be under some pressure to keep any disagreements off of the TV screens. This show must be upbeat.
Are we going to parade pro-life supporters? Are we going to look for that? Of course not. We're certainly dealing with elements that we think are important for people to know about. And that's what theater is, and to try to tell it in the most interesting way or the most emotional way and get the message across.
Smith is as detail-oriented about what people do not see going on at the Democratic Convention as he is about what they will see. His office is underneath the convention floor in the United Center, like a sort of inner sanctum. There, a team of scriptwriters sit with a big basket of sandwiches and chips and Cokes. They decide which speakers are charismatic enough to go on for about how long, and when they'll probably need to roll one of their prepackaged videos on real Americans, many filmed right here in America's Midwest. Not much difference from the Republican convention there. What viewers will not get a glimpse of on Gary Smith's show is the political brokering that was seen at conventions in the past.
The smoke-filled rooms behind the scenes, that's another movie. That's different.
Smith never forgets that every image that's broadcast from here is meant to look good when it's boiled down to one little square TV screen in an average American's living room. That's what this is all staged for. He's asked that the red, white, and blues on the podium be muted a bit. What he saw on TV from the Republicans in San Diego looked garish to him. And he says the Republican convention was backward-looking. The show in Chicago that he's staging will herald the future. The Democrats will emphasize the youthfulness of their candidate. But the podium designer that Smith works with has erected very classical and solid, almost conservative-looking, federal-style architecture around the video wall on the stage by the podium. That's different from 1992. A gentle reminder, perhaps.
A little bit more White House detail, quite honestly. You say, this son of a gun, he's making it look like it's more presidential. Of course we are. Should I want me to apologize for that, for goodness sake? We happen to be dealing with the president. He's coming to this convention. He'll be here.
And he's quite telegenic, Smith beams. Smith doesn't need to worry about the length of the president's speech either. That decision is left up to the Clinton-Gore campaign and the Democratic National Convention Committee. As the Republicans did in San Diego, the Democrats will stress the diversity within their party. But Democratic officials and Gary Smith say that their convention is not purely staged, written, and produced for television.
I don't think it's ever style over content. I don't think style ever wins out. If the content ain't there, I don't care what you do with style, it ain't there.
The Democrats held focus groups to determine who the audience really wants to see at this convention. Who might keep TV viewers from zapping to another channel? based on those focus groups, the Democrats have decided that tonight they'll feature actor Christopher Reeve. In Chicago, I'm Edward Lifson reporting.
Testing, South Carolina. 1, 2, 3, 4, check, test.